Homomorphism and his song Tuck and Roll.
Palm tree panic metal, organic geometric green. Captured ferrets, foxes, and parrots power the machine. Acquisition is the ambition, racing for the jewel. Doctor bit a spiny echidna, show him who's the fool. Tuck and roll, power slide, loop-de-loop paraglide. Spinning round all the bends, with the help of your friends. Tuck and roll, power slide, loop-de-loop paraglide. Spinning round all the bends, with the help of your friends.
I think this is a fun electro-pop song. The song is also really good at disguising the fact that it's only two chords. I mean, you really feel like you've moved into new territory in the chorus. And I think that is thanks to the melody and the cool vocal delivery. There's also a lot of neat little touches and sounds popping up throughout the song that keep it interesting and engaging. And I always enjoyed it when it came up on the playlist. There's something about that chorus that appeals to me enough to overcome my dislike of video games. Too. Again, this is another one of those songs that if I just...
That hurt me personally.
What?
Ryan and I are both grumpy in the same way. If I hear a movie or song is based on a video game, I'm just like, mm-mm.
Yeah, it should be based on D&D.
Yeah, mm-mm.
Look, I'm very in favor of movies being based on D&D, but I will agree that video games are very hard to translate into the movie medium because of how specific and particular they are with how they tell stories. I actually watched a great YouTube video about Bioshock that talked about this and point of view like 3 hours ago, but anyway, I just finished playing Bioshock. That's why I mentioned it like 3 times on the podcast.
I love Jocko's use of synths. I think his synth riffs are some of the best I've heard in this competition. Like, some of those sounds remind me of some of the cool bleeps and bloops that he used in his round one song, Eigengrau, which I think was one of my favorites of that round. This one has some of the same bleepy synth horns, which he uses to carry the vocal melody line at the end of the tune. And I think the music for this would go really great for a challenge about, you know, making music for a video game. I think it would be, you know, great to play this music while playing a challenge round of Sonic the Hedgehog. I think it's got that sort of manic energy that you really want while playing a sort of a speedy, twitchy video game. So I thought it worked really well in that context. Yeah, and I like this song every time it came on as well. And I think I might not have if it went on much longer. I think at, like, you know, just a little bit over 3 minutes, it was perfect.
Yeah, I enjoyed this song. At first, I wasn't sure what it was about. I was like, is this about skiing? They said slalom. Yeah. Which, by the way, great use of slalom in a lyric. Very, very nice. But it's about Sonic, which I found out when I read the song bio. And that's great. You know, normally I would say I love the use of MIDI and chiptune sounds to evoke the old-timey video game sound. But also, that's kind of Jocko's thing, which is why I think I didn't make the video game connection right away. Because it's just such a true part of his music making. I also really loved rhyming limbo with akimbo. He did a good job of like mixing in words that I'm not used to hearing in lyrics. Akimbo, slalom, echidna. Great. I loved it. Something that really, really bothered me with the lyrics, though. He did not pronounce amateur to rhyme with blur. He said amateur or amateur, which is a totally valid way to say amateur. Amateur, amateur. But you're rhyming with blur. Say it to rhyme with blur, please. It's very
make
annoying
it
to my ear. Please make it work. Yeah, I like how the song was done. I like Jocko's singing voice. I just wish that the way that he sang it was sometimes a little less punctuated in his delivery style. If it was just a little bit more, you know, connected, fluid, legato, if you will, I think that would have been a really nice contrast to the pointillistic orchestration. Oh, and his chords, you know, it's not just a 1-4 chord, it's a minor 1-4 chord. So it just changes up everything that we've been hearing so far. I really dug that. I thought it was a really nice breath of fresh air. Really, really well done.